he went cycling and he won a lot of cups. My present sister has got a salad bowl with a silver rim and servers, like, you know, for a salad bowl. And that's the only thing that we've got left from his cycling days, because when my father died, my mother had a lot of silver. And, of course, the state she was in, and she sold a lot of it. And that's all. The only thing that remains is the salad bowl.
So she sold the silver because you were hard up.
Yeah, we're very poor. Yeah, we didn't have much money then. No. And she had five children all going to school when my father died. So we were all going to school then.
You say very poor, Eric, but can you remember feeling poor? I mean, was it rough?
Oh, yes. When we lived at Bray Ford, I used to go on my bicycle and deliver telegrams, because people didn't have the telephone in those days. And I used to go to a place called Holwater, and I think that was in the Harper family. And I remember cycling up a long drive with laurel hedges, and I used to get paid for delivering these telegrams, and I had to wait to see if there was an answer for me to take back to Brayford Post Office.
I remember you telling me that, but you also told me about when your dad cycled, he would cycle in all weathers, and he got into trouble from your grandma, didn't he?
No, yes, because he came home after he'd been cycle racing, and he was soaking wet. And I remember my grandmother told him, "You'll suffer for this." So when he was 39 years old, he died of consumption. So I think it might have been something to do with that. And he died in the North Devon Infirmary. Yes.
He must have been a tough character, though, to be out cycling in all those weathers on those kind of bikes as well.
Oh, yes, he was, yes. And he was involved with a lot of pigeon racing, and they used to race pigeons, and then they had some sort of clock, didn't they, to time when the pigeon got back. And I remember my father was going down Pilton Street on his bicycle at a furious speed to see this clock where the pigeon came in, and he was fined 10 shillings for speeding on his bicycle in Pilton Street. Yes, I remember that.
It must have made him a bit cross, did it?
Oh, yes, it was. Didn't like that.
But I expect he was a good-tempered man.
Oh, yes, he was. Very good, yes.
You liked him?
Oh, yes, very good. Very good man he was. Yes.
Yes, and your mum too. What sort of a lady was she?
Oh, she was very good. She was wonderful, really. She was very fond of children, because I was one of five children. And I know that it was said, my father said, "We've got five children now, that's enough. We don't want any more."
But I expect she probably did want more.
Oh, yes, I think so. She liked children, yes.